All right, time to get to our highlights of this one. A reminder, today's official game sponsor is Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Northwestern Wildcats. And most of the action in this one took place early on. The Wildcats won the toss and deferred their choice to the second half, so they kicked off to start the game. And Rutgers started from their own 25-yard line. They would convert two fourth downs on the drive, eventually got to the 11-yard line of the Wildcats, and then the drive took a strange turn. Wims sat to throw, laps tied again, lofts the left side of the end zone, leaping grab, out of the end zone.
His left did get in before his right.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick footwork there.
Further is thrown in the field has determined that the receiver's left foot was inbounds with the reception. Touchdown.
So it is a touchdown for Rutgers, and the Scarlet Knights break on top 6-0. The touchdown pass from Gavin Wimsatt to Ian Strong that was confirmed by video review after initially being ruled incomplete. That put the Scarlet Knights up 7-0. The Wildcats then got the ball for the first time with just 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. On the second play, quarterback Ben Bryant hooked up with receiver A.J. Henning on a 26-yard gain to the Rutgers 43, but three straight incompletions followed, so the Cats had to punt. Rutgers took over, this time on their own 20 with 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They would carry that drive into the second quarter. On the first play, they had a 3rd and 9 at the Northwestern 23. They would convert that, eventually get down to the Wildcats 6-yard line. Here's the 3rd down play call. He'll take it himself. Wimsatt slides forward into the end zone. Touchdown. Wimsatt faked the give to Manungai and took it himself right up the middle. And Rutgers leads it 13-0 with 13:26 to go in the first half. A pair of 16-play drives totaling more than 15 minutes of game time. And it was 14-0 Rutgers. The Wildcats then on the ensuing drive got their first down of the second quarter. They got one first down. Had to punt the ball, so it seemed. They were in punt formation. They tried a fake with Hunter Renner completing the pass to Rod Hurd, but he was driven out of bounds short of the first down marker, and Rutgers took over at the Northwestern 45-yard line. That would lead to this. Out of the hold of Appleby to extend the lead to 17 points. Not much wind in the stadium. Appleby, the arm extended. Here's the snap placement. Kick on the way. End-over-end kick is up and good. And Rutgers extends the lead. It is 17-0 with 7:42 to go here in the first half. Wildcats would have a couple more chances in the first half, but turned it over on downs the next time they had the ball. And then they got the ball inside the final 2 minutes of the half from their own 12 on 3rd and 3. Bryant was intercepted. Nothing came of that as Rutgers' field goal attempt hit the upright, but it was 17-0 at halftime. The only points in the third quarter scored by Rutgers, the running back Manungai, a 15-yard run to make it 24-0. That was the score into the final moments of the game. The Cats would put a drive together after a muffed punt by Rutgers gave them the ball with 2:45 to go on a short field. Brendan Sullivan, the backup quarterback, came in, and he would cap the drive with this. Up to the line come the Wildcats. Sullivan in the pistol. He'll roll to the right, and he'll throw it. It's caught. Touchdown. Kamalafe on the pass from Brendan Sullivan. A 1-yard toss, and the Wildcats get on the board with 19 seconds to go in the final, Rutgers 24 at Northwestern 7.